A summer filled with wildfires means air conditions in the Northwest are going from bad to worse. Correspondent Esme Jimenez reports.
Like a dreamy scene, the Yakima Valley is blanketed in thick haze. But the reality is not so serene. Fires from British Columbia and around the state have contributed to a smoky week. Coupled with high temperatures and humidity, the smog is taking its toll on local residents. Outside of the pharmacy in Prosser, I watch families and residents trail in and out. In less than 20 minutes, two customers come in wearing face masks. Yoon Jung is wearing a mask called a 3M Aura N95. It's made specifically to filter air pollutants. She moved here from China, where a lot of people buy face masks for air pollution.
I've been here since 2009. This is probably the worst I've ever experienced.
Yoon says she buys face masks for herself and her elderly parents. Her dad has been experiencing headaches, and her mom has a skin rash she attributes to the poor air quality. She also worries about her child.
So I'm a nursing mom. My baby is 6 months old. I think he is probably also affected by this because, like, today especially, I feel like he seems less energetic. He slept for a long time during the day.
Dr. Nitra Menon from the Yakima Lung and Asthma Center says people from vulnerable populations, like children and older adults, risk the greatest effects from poor air quality.
This seems to be all over the state. Not just in Yakima.
She says people who smoke or have respiratory issues like emphysema or asthma are at a higher risk as well.
We're looking at the fine particles. Most of the smoke, that's what it's composed of, really fine particles that are not being filtered. And your first defense is your nose, and they don't filter any of these fine particles, so they go down deep in your lungs. And that seems to be the ones that causes most harm.
She recommends the people who are having a hard time breathing stay indoors. If possible, use air conditioning and a HEPA filter. And she says if you have to be exposed to the elements, use a mask. And not just your run-of-the-mill dust mask, but one made to filter particulates. So far, local drugstores have been able to handle demand. Pharmacists say they're selling out the same number of prescription inhalers as usual. But drugstores in Prosser and Toppenish say that more people are coming in to buy face masks. According to Washington's Air Monitoring Network through the Department of Ecology, the local air quality in Yakima is at 168, and that's considered unhealthy. If you look at their map online, it's marked by a red dot. Towns like Wenatchee, however, are marked with maroon, and their number is 206. When it's that high, Ecology says people who have lung or heart disease can get worse, both in the short term and the long term, and people can find they have to go to the hospital. But not everyone's feeling out of breath. Longtime Prosser resident Carl Grimes says,
"Well, it doesn't affect me much. I see the smoke around. You can't even see a rattlesnake or horse heaven hills from here. But me and my family, we're not. It doesn't bother us at all.
As for me, I'm okay. I have a bit of a cough and an itchy throat at night. But I think I'll be breathing easier once wildfire season is over. I'm Esme Jimenez in Prosser, Washington.